Sea Alaska land selection legislation is poised to pass the U.S. House, but the bill most likely to get through Congress appears to be in the Senate. The House version, introduced by Alaska Congressman Don Young, is among 14 measures merged into a larger bill this week. What's called the Conservation and Economic Growth Act is scheduled for floor action next week. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris says the Southeast Regional Native Corporation appreciates the support.
It is a bipartisan bill, and the leadership of the House has said they want to move it, and so, of course, we're not going to stand in the way of that.
Young's version has undergone some changes, but Senator Lisa Murkowski's legislation has had more revisions. Harris says Murkowski's version is more likely to succeed in both chambers of Congress as well as be acceptable to the president.
And at this point in time, it's going to take the support of all three to move that bill. So we believe that probably the Senate bill will still be the operative bill for engaging and addressing the Sea Alaska land issues.
Both versions would allow the corporation to select federal land outside boundaries set in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Corporate officials say that will keep its logging operations going, protect traditional sites, and allow for new businesses. Opponents say it's a giveaway of some of the region's most valuable lands that would hurt fisheries and subsistence. The Alaska Wilderness League is one of the bill's critics. Executive Director Cindy Shogan says the House version would do more damage than the Senate.
Both the senators from Alaska have been meeting a fair amount with their constituents and talking about their concerns, and their bills on the Senate side have modified to reflect some of those conversations.
Her group also opposes the omnibus measure before the House. Young and his spokesman could not be reached for immediate comment. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says the senator is still negotiating with the Forest Service. The Democratic Senate majority ends Sea Alaska. He says Murkowski is optimistic an agreement can be reached this summer, allowing the bill to pass out of committee.